John Carpenter returns to Halloween franchise. Monday, May 30th, 2016. This is PF Forever with Unnews. Tolerating 10 years of Unnews only. Haddonfield, Illinois. Last anyone heard about the Halloween horror movie franchise, the Weinsteins lost the rights. And now we're happy to report that Trankus International Films' Malik Akkad and Miramax have taken Michael Myers to Blumhouse. Best known for micro-budget slow burners such as Insidious, Sinister, and The Purge. But wait, there's more. I hope you're sitting down, dude. In a move so surprising and unexpected that one might mistake it for an April Fool's joke or an Unnews article, I didn't believe it at first, either, to be honest with you. John Carpenter will be returning to the Halloween franchise to executive produce and Godfather in the next installment, and serve as creative consultant. Okay, the next installment is planned for an October 2017 release. Carpenter is also in negotiations to compose the score. Not that they're not going to use the theme music for the 6,000th time. But why is Carpenter returning? The reasons are these, he says. Rob Zombie fucked everything up royally. He turned Halloween into something it wasn't. Each film since Halloween 2, which Rick Rosenthal directed, not Rob Zombie's Halloween 2, has gradually gone astray from what I had intended. And I wanted to steer Halloween into the right direction. And I did it for the money. Definitely the money. But for the first time since the 1978 original, I have a passion for Halloween again. I'm ready to return. That being said, I can't wait to drive around in the car this film's gonna buy me. Typical Carpenter. Unlike Rob Zombie's white trash reboot, which I have come to like less and less with the passing of time, it's hit and miss, it's meh. And it's train wreck of a sequel, which I've always hated. Hated it. The Blumhouse Carpenter Halloween promises to return to the roots of the original. It will treat Michael Myers as the shape he was in the original. Michael Myers is not a character, Carpenter says. He's a force. Force. Don't sue me, George Lucas. He's like a ghost, an element. He's the air. He's death itself. Purely and simply evil. I want to return to that. Unquote. Well, the film will be a remake, reboot, sequel, or prequel hasn't been decided yet. It'll be a movie, Carpenter says, and it'll make me money. Typical John Carpenter. This is Carpenter's first involvement since he sold his rights in 1984. They rejected his idea for Halloween 4, where Michael is a force or a ghost. He is an element. A supernatural element. And they nixed the idea. Anyway, fast forward to 1998. He was approached to direct Halloween H2O, but Mustafa Akkad refused to pay him his $10 million directing fee. So they went with Steve Miner, who directed Friday the 13th Parts 2 and 3 in 3D, and Lake Placid. Speaking of Friday the 13th, Carpenter is not a fan. They only made those movies to rip off Halloween and make money. I could do that in my sleep. Only I do it with class instead of gore. Unquote. This is planned to be the first October release for Halloween movies since 1995's Halloween, The Curse of Michael Myers. The last one to star Donald Pleasance before he died. Everything since has been released in the summer, particularly on August.